Yeah, I mean, the way we play is full tilt, right? So, you know, there's going to be missed tackles. You know, if one guy's shooting, one guy's, you know, going 100% to the ball, you know, if runner makes a move, there's going to be a missed tackle. But obviously the angle and we work on all that stuff. We work on tackling every day, especially at the linebacker position. But, you know, one thing we pride ourselves is game tackling and everybody rallying to the ball, you know, because if that first person does miss, there needs to be a gang of guys there ready to clean them up. So, you know, I think we do a great job of that. Everybody's hustling to the ball if you watch the film. But, yeah, obviously you want to make every tackle you get.
Some of the things with Washington's offense, the way they spread the ball around, that's a little similar. It seems like they try to utilize a lot of
them. Yeah, they do. And they've got a lot of weapons as well. So we got to be ready for it. I think we got a really good game plan going in. But, you know, that's something that's their advantage. They trust their guys. They, you know, have a lot of confidence in what they do. So, yeah, we'll be ready. He's a proven guy. You know, somebody who has took his team to, you know, win the conference, the division last year and then into the playoffs. So, you know, he's somebody that can get hot at any moment and trust his arm, you know, trust, like I said, trust his guys and tries to fit those windows. So I believe if, you know, we play tight coverage, we'll be able to get after him a little bit, let our defensive line eat. And, you know, I think that'll be the key to the game.
Obviously, it's a division game, and obviously you want to win every week. But do you feel like there's any extra motivation this week because of how close you were in the Detroit loss, and now this is your first division game of the season?
I mean, I think, you know, going into the division, you know what you're going to get. A tough, hard-nosed game. And we've got to be ready for that, and especially going against the Redskins. So, you know, it's something that I think we're ready for. Based on the last game, I don't think that last game really has much to do with what we're doing now. The mood, you know, the feel, the vibe after the game was everybody was positive. And we know we've got a good team. We've just got to execute. And so I think we've kind of gone back to more of what we do, you know, as a defense, as a team, and focusing on that so that when we get in those tight games and those situations, you know, you're not relying on one play to make or break. You know, you've kind of given yourself a cushion. So, yeah, it's kind of where we're at.
On that note about positive attitude after the game, I mean, Doug was saying you guys were already on your iPads looking over film when you were playing. Is there just a different approach this year you can sense after games, win or lose, than what you saw last year?
I think guys were doing that last year as well. I just think coming off of a game like that, it stings because you know that we had the game right there. So, you know, guys are eager. And that's the vibe around here. Guys are eager to learn, or eager to fix the problems. And it's, I'm telling you, this is a team. You know, we've got a good team going right now. And you know, when our offense isn't playing well, the defense plays well. And the defense isn't playing well, the offense keeps it together. And special teams holds it all. But, you know, I think we're you know, it's not fake, man. This team really does love each other, and it's really becoming a close-knit group.
Jim Schwartz said earlier that he kept you out of certain series and kept you fresh. Does that help you? Is that something that, you know, can be more effective defense really good in the second half?
You know, I think over the course of the season, I think that's kind of what he sees, is over the course of the season, what's how's my body going to be, you know, week 13, 14, 15, you know, and if he can, you know, the way I think the way he's thinking is, you know, if he could get two series here throughout the game, you know, and the way it stacks up, that's a few games, you know, and taking off a few games after, you know, coming off a season and an injury, and keeping me fresh, I think is heavy on their mind. And we trust our guys. You know, we've got Tolik who's played in this defense since he was a rookie, you know, and you've got Kendricks who's obviously proven here. And, you know, we trust those guys to come in and be able to be productive and get the job done. So. Obviously, yeah. But, you know, I have no problem. You know, I respect Coach Schwartz and his decision. I respect Tolik being in there. I mean, he's given me a bunch of tips since he's been here, you know, and he's a guy who understands just about every situation of the game, you know. So he's a good guy to have out there as well.
What kind of kind of tips? You said some tips from Tulloch there. What kind of things has he shown?
Just playing little nuances in the game, little nuances in this defense. This defense is obviously new, terminology is new, and he's played against a lot of these teams before, you know, and a lot of these offenses, and has just about seen any way you can attack this defense. So, you know, I think just having his presence, having his ability, and we got going on over here. Having his presence and his mental, you know, his wisdom, his ability to recall different scenarios from, you know, different games in the past. So having him around has been a big help.
How's it going, bro? Yeah. I'm good for now.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. Here's what you got.
I don't want to repeat anything.